Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time to catch up with our Hour One show sponsors, Costa Luth Lawyers, for the first time in 2021. Maria, good morning to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bill. How are you? It's too cold there.
Oh, it's very, very cold, isn't it? We were just talking to a colleague of ours in El País in Madrid, where he is he's trying to move the snow away from the front of his home at the moment while he was talking to us.
Did you hear that around 2,000 people in hospital because of falling into the snow?
I know. Isn't that amazing? We just never would have thought we would start 2021 with that problem.
Oh, it's incredible.
And, of course, here we are now. We've been talking about it for the last 4 years, Maria. We are now in the Brexit, as they call it, and we're going to talk about that today as regards property owners in Spain. I saw a couple of people being interviewed on a BBC News programme yesterday, and they were in Fuengirola in the Costa del Sol, and they were saying that they had holiday homes here, and they were worried about what they could do, how many days they're allowed here. There are so many questions now, aren't there?
Yes, there are many questions. People even wonder if their ownership rights themselves are affected because of the Brexit. And that is completely crazy. I mean, ownership is untouched. That doesn't have anything to do with the immigration or residency rights. Your ownership rights remain the same as they were before. What happens, and it's true that that affects dramatically on your property rights, despite not being property rights themselves, is the ability to get to stay in there with legal authorization of the government in the country, not in the property, but in the country where the property is.
Yes.
And this is clearly affected. I mean, against what happened in the past, where any UK national could spend here all the time they wanted in the year, many years if they wanted to, now they need to act, I mean, to apply for express permissions if they are going to stay longer than 90 days within a period of 180 days.
Now, let's just talk about this, because this is not a Spanish rule. It's not even an EU rule. This is a Schengen rule. So let's first of all start by discussing what Schengen is.
Schengen is a number of territories within Europe which share the absence of customs, no barriers, no like free circulation of their citizens. This is what is being granted to Gibraltar, as you may certainly know. Gibraltar, despite staying out of the European Union as the UK, it's being granted being part of the Schengen territory, where free circulation of people and merchandise is allowed. So yes, it's the 90 into 180 is a term which is applied in the whole Schengen territory. So if within that time period you go to France, it is counted within the 90 into 80 rule.
This is a problem for people because, of course, it can be a bit complicated to count, and people are just not used to this. They're used to just coming and going, as you mentioned, coming to stay in their holiday homes. They're now going to have to keep quite strict records, and their passports will be stamped on the way in and on the way out. And if the numbers don't add up, then they won't be allowed in. That's basically it, isn't it?
Yes, and they can be sanctioned. They can be expelled out of the territory, and they can be put a ban of coming into again. So it's serious, and the other obstacle is that you cannot apply for an extension of that initial 90 days, which is a possibility to extend the initial stay period. It is a possibility in general immigration law, which is what is being applied on UK citizens from January 1st. But you need to go back to the UK to apply for the extension. You cannot do it here in Spain.
Okay.
So, so far, what I'm seeing is that, for instance, against what, and this is very good news and very new news indeed.
Right.
Against what was understood till December 31st, which was that the limit for UK nationals to apply for being a beneficiary of the withdrawal agreement was December 31st. Now, in December 30, Spain, the government, Spanish government, extended the deadline for UK nationals to be able to apply even after December 31st, so this month, not now. It's always providing, always proving that they were here before the end of the withdrawal period.
Right.
They were here in December 31st.
Okay, and how do they prove that? Is it with bills or utility bills, that kind of thing? Yeah.
Exactly. Gas bill, electricity, internet, a rental contract, ownership deed. So, and there is no deadline. The government has placed no deadline for that. So it seems to me that possibly because of COVID, possibly because they want to attract more UK residents into Spain, the government is being very open to Britons to still applying for residency. And it makes me wonder if at the end they will be granting a special visa to those who has a house here in Spain.
Yes. Now, you talk of a special visa, and there is a lot of talk of a special visa. It's called various things. Some people call it the golden visa. What's all this about?
Well, that was a rule which was established, a kind of new visa, which was established in 2013 with the crisis, in order to attract foreign investment. There were several ways that were approved there to attract foreign investment. One was through purchasing of real estate amounting €500,000, which
right.
is not like the regular investment that regular people does, and that is per applicant. Every
uh-huh.
applicant needs to buy up to 500,000, and it can be one or two, several pieces of real estate.
Right.
But it's a huge amount.
Yeah.
So
just a small question on that. When you say buy a property of 500,000 plus, does that mean that you have to own the 500,000, or can it be a mortgaged property?
No, it can be a mortgaged
okay.
property.
Okay. Just the value of the property has to be more than 500,000, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, and then there's something called
an investment that you are doing for €500 into the country.
Yes.
Regardless, you are paying it yourself through a loan, it doesn't matter.
And what does that give you then? If you get a golden visa, what does a golden visa give you?
The golden visa gives you residency rights for a year, with the possibility of renewing it for another two additional years, where you can get a permanent residency.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's quite, it's a very good way to get to stay long periods in Spain. But another way that we are also seeing as possible is the non-lucrative visa. Because, the thresholds of, annual incomes that the visa requires are not too high, is 26,000 per year, which is, is not low, but is not like extremely high.
Mm.
And that allows you to stay in Spain as a resident with the same possibilities of renewal. If, for instance, of course, if you are a retired person or you own shares in you live by just the ownership of shares in a company abroad or whatever, but also it's a possibility for those who are doing remote working, which is very much on fashion these days.
Right.
And we are seeing that this visa fits for people who are still residing in Spain, keeps working for someone in the UK,
yep.
or even are autonomous worker in the UK.
I see.
Because the requirement is not to work in Spain, not to receive a salary or to make your life from in Spain territory. But it's compatible in these situations where your incomes come from abroad. So that's another way to get a residency together with the traditional ones, which are like being an employee in Spain or an employer, having a company, being a family member, marrying someone. I mean, there are several ways to opt for residency in Spain, as if you are a US or a Chinese or a Japanese, as you are at present.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, but the ones that people are more asking about are mainly these, the golden visa, the non-lucrative visa,
yep.
And of course, people who get a job in Spain, they got a residency too. But that is more difficult because you need to apply from the country you are, from the UK, and you need to get into a list of most demanded job posts in Spain, and Spanish people have preference over you. So it's not that easy.
No, understood. Some people are worried about their British passport and what happens after Brexit. And you can tell us about that and allay people's fears, because the validity of the British passport still exists, obviously.
Yes, well, they will be treated as, well, I don't know if they have the experience, of course, of traveling abroad to the US or to any other non-European country. When they were European, they were treated the same way. They get stamped in the borders, and they will be under the controls that any foreign people is in Spain.
And of course, you can't just turn up at Malaga Airport and join the EU queue anymore. You've got to go in the queue with everybody else.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Hmm. And what about in terms of how many months are supposed to be left on your British passport? A lot of people are confused about that. But if you hold Spanish residency, you will be able to enter Spain as usual on your British passport. I think I'm right in saying even if it has less than 6 months on it.
Yes, of course. Spanish residency gets on any type of regulations that would apply to just someone who just hold a British passport. Mm. So having your residency card will allow you to get through the border as a European.
Right. You mentioned Gibraltar earlier on, and they're talking about, but haven't yet done it, to classify Gibraltar as a Schengen territory. Would that benefit somebody then who was a property owner in the Campo de Gibraltar?
Yes, I've been thinking about it because all this is so new and there are no much clarity and no much experience mainly, which is what makes clarity, I think.
Yes.
But I would think that, I mean, someone residing in Gibraltar, as it is going to be treated as Schengen territory, will be able to go from home to work as if they were in the same country without any problem, and possibly benefit from any kind of tax benefit that Gibraltar has, and having the home and the living or the lifestyle here in Spain.
Mm.
So I'm thinking that possibly this is going to benefit the possibility of or the attraction by UK people to this area of Campo de Gibraltar if they want to keep being or they cannot become Spanish residents but can stay being UK resident and go to their Spanish property as much as they can.
Understood. Very complicated. To help people out, particularly over this 90 days in any 180-day period, if people go to the Costa Luth lawyer website, you've got documents explaining all of this. And in fact, you've even got a very useful calculator, a link to a calculator where people can work out how long you can stay in a Schengen country, of course, including Spain. As you say, it's all new to everybody, but you guys at Costa Luth Lawyers, as usual, are on top of this. If people want to find you, Maria, where do they go to find your website and telephone numbers?
Yes, that www.costaludlawyers.es.
Fantastic.
Contains every contact details of us, and we always try to give a very quick response.
Great.
And deep and go to research if anyone needs any particular unexplored situation, we'll go for it too.
Absolutely, and all of the things that we've talked about today are in various blogs that you guys have written there, which are really, really useful. All the questions are answered in very clear terms. Maria, lovely as always to talk to you. Let's hope that 2021 is less stressful than 2020, though it's not started very well, has it?
No. The capital's time. Now the Filomena is being busy.
Oh, Maria, all the best to you as always. We'll speak to you again next month, same time. All the best.
Okay.
All the best.
Thank
bye
you
bye.
Talk
bye.
Radio
bye.
Europe.
TRE.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.